This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
And Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no, we help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Spring is starting at the Home Depot and bringing you everyday low prices so you can wake up your yard this season. Shape up your lawn with top brand outdoor power tools like Ryobi 40-volt mowers that have up to 50 minutes of runtime. Bring in a splash of color with spring blooms and fresh plants from the Home Depot Garden Center. Then refresh your garden beds and keep them clear of weeds with Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for $10, to make your yard feel like new. Start your spring with low prices now through April 2nd, only at the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details. Shop now.
Everyone deserves to be connected. T-Mobile and U.S. Cellular are joining forces. Our networks are coming together, bringing more T-Mobile coverage all over the country. Switch to T-Mobile and save up to 20% versus Verizon by getting built-in benefits they leave out. Check the math at T-Mobile.com/switch. And now T-Mobile is available in the U.S. Cellular store in Sevierville. Bigger network. The combination of T-Mobile's and U.S. Cellular's network footprints will enhance the T-Mobile network's coverage. Savings versus comparable Verizon plans, plus the costs of options benefits. Plan features and taxes and fees vary. Savings with 3+ lines include third free line free via monthly bill credits. Credit stop if you cancel any lines. Qualifying credit required.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like ETFs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors LLC. SEC registered advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not an investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosures.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, the show where America is the star and the American people. To search for the Our American Stories podcast, go to the iHeartRadio app, to Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Up next, another installment of our series about us, the Story of America series with Hillsdale College professor and author of the fantastic book Land of Hope, Dr. Bill McClay. Opponents of the Constitution, called anti-federalists, had serious concerns, and despite their loss in stopping the Constitution, those concerns had to be heard. Let's get into the story. Here's Bill McClay.
Now, the anti-federalists, they were defeated in the big game of stopping the Constitution, but they were not entirely defeated. They raised really important issues. You read them now, and they're very, read Brutus now, read many of them are well worth reading now in the same way the Federalist Papers are, because they foresaw problems that we have had to face. Some of the problems of centralized government are problems we now face. And they were concerned about the protection of rights, of fundamental rights as Englishmen, since nothing is said about them other than a brief allusion here or there. There's no spelling out of rights. There's no undergirding of rights. There's no guaranteeing of rights. So one of the compromises that was struck in the ratification was that there would be 10 amendments to the Constitution. Eventually, they whittled it down to 10, which we call the Bill of Rights, and quite rightly see as part of the original Constitution, even though they are amendments. The reason it was done that way was simply that it was going to be too difficult to reassemble a constitutional convention, redraft the document. It would open all these cans of worms that had been sealed off by the debate. So rather than do that, an agreement was struck, and the agreement was held to that the new government, once established, would, in the first order of business, adopt these 10 amendments as part of the Constitution. Many of them are really expressions of rights that were considered rights of Englishmen. Trial by jury, protection against unreasonable search and seizure, the quartering of troops. These are all things that recall the American Revolution. They recall the list of complaints to grievances in the Declaration of Independence. They're directly related to that. They are negative liberties, which means they're protections against the government doing things. For example, freedom of religion is not declared in a positive way. It's declared in a negative way. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Two parts to that amendment. And what it really says is Congress won't establish a national church. There will be no Church of the United States as there was a Church of England. And nothing, no law that will prohibit the free exercise of religious faiths that Americans chose in their liberty. So that's how the principle of religious liberty is. It doesn't define what a religion is, what the liberty of religion is. It takes off from the existence of a diversity of religious faiths and offers a protection to them against incursions against their rights of free expression or imposition upon them of a national church that would subsume all the other churches under it, or would become the favored church of the nation and the others would be disfavored. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments to the Bill of Rights are important too, even though I think they're unfortunately much neglected in current political practice. And these were designed to make the point that if something, a right, was not in the Constitution, that was not to be taken as an indication that that right ceased to exist. One of the things that the Bill of Rights set off alarm bells for some people in the sense that what if you had a right that you didn't think to include in the Bill of Rights? Does that mean because it's not enumerated that it's no longer a right? The right of marriage, right of having children, any number of other rights that one would assume were unaffected by the adoption of the Constitution. So the Ninth and Tenth Amendments are efforts to underscore the idea that the rights of the national government are enumerated. They're the things that are enumerated, not our rights, not our liberties. The rights and powers of the national government are limited. And if the Constitution doesn't spell them out, it should not be taken as an indication that those rights are not still operative. So there you have it. There you have the not entirely clean, unmessy process by which our Constitution became law. What were the odds it was going to last? Even George Washington didn't expect it to last more than half a century or so, if that. Thomas Jefferson, who didn't really care for the Constitution and didn't have much of a role in drafting it, said, perhaps in jest, perhaps not, that there ought to be a revolution, periodic revolutions, to cleanse things and open the possibility for a new way of organizing ourselves. He didn't have a veneration for the Constitution particularly. So what were the odds it was going to last 50 years? What was the odds that it was going to last 240 some odd years? The odds of the American nation would be lasting for 250 years. There was a lot of skepticism about that. And yet, it has lasted. It has lasted all that time. It has endured. Even coming out of a process that seems very makeshift, a lot of compromises I've been describing. And yet, there's a larger set of principles that the Constitution, I think, does not fail to uphold and endorse. And this notion that conflict, the legitimate forms of conflict that arise out of the exercise of liberty by a free people, that this conflict can be managed in a way that promotes the public good and ensures the legitimacy of the things that government does. That was something the Constitution protected. But we didn't know what it was going to look like. We didn't know what it was going to look like in specifics until it took effect.
When we return, more of Professor Bill McClay, the story of us, the story of America series, here on Our American Stories. Lee Habib here. As we approach our nation's 250th anniversary, I'd like to remind you that all the history stories you hear on this show are brought to you by the great folks at Hillsdale College. And Hillsdale isn't just a great school for your kids or grandkids to attend, but for you as well. Go to hillsdale.edu to find out about their terrific free online courses. Again, go to hillsdale.edu and sign up for their free and terrific online courses.
Spring is starting at the Home Depot and bringing you everyday low prices so you can wake up your yard this season. Shape up your lawn with top brand outdoor power tools like Ryobi 40-volt mowers that have up to 50 minutes of runtime. Bring in a splash of color with spring blooms and fresh plants from the Home Depot Garden Center. Then refresh your garden beds and keep them clear of weeds with Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for $10, to make your yard feel like new. Start your spring with low prices now through April 2nd, only at the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details. Shop now.
Support for the show comes from Public, the investing platform for those who take it seriously. On Public, you can build a multi-asset portfolio of stocks, bonds, options, crypto, and now generated assets, which allow you to turn any idea into an investable index with AI. It all starts with your prompt, from renewable energy companies with high free cash flow to semiconductor suppliers growing revenue over 20% year over year. You can literally type any prompt and put the AI to work. It screens thousands of stocks, builds a one-of-a-kind index, and lets you backtest it against the S&P 500. Then you can invest in a few clicks. Generated assets are like ETFs with infinite possibilities, completely customizable and based on your thesis, not someone else's. Go to public.com/podcast and earn an uncapped 1% bonus when you transfer your portfolio. That's public.com/podcast. Paid for by Public Investing. Brokerage services by Open to the Public Investing Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services by Public Advisors LLC. SEC registered advisor. Generated assets is an interactive analysis tool. Output is for informational purposes only and is not an investment recommendation or advice. Complete disclosures available at public.com/disclosure.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, pet accidents, and kid chaos. But with Anabay, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
So there's a lot of noise about AI, but time's too tight for more promises. So let's talk about results. At IBM, we work with our employees to integrate technology right into the systems they need. Now, a global workforce of 300,000 can use AI to fill their HR questions, resolving 94% of common questions. Not noise, proof of how we can help companies get smarter by putting AI where it actually pays off. Deep in the work that moves the business. Let's create smarter business. IBM.
And we return to Our American Stories and our Story of America series with Hillsdale College professor Bill McClay, author of Land of Hope and the terrific Young Readers Edition. When we last left off, Bill McClay was telling us about how the Bill of Rights were the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. And, well, he talked about how they came to be. The Constitution, though, had not yet been tested off the paper, at least not yet. Let's return to the story. Here again is Professor Bill McClay.
We didn't know what it was going to look like. until real human beings, flesh and blood human beings, started to inhabit those offices that were just being described on paper. A comparison I like to use is the comparison between sheet music and real music. Now, you can have a beautiful symphony, sonata, whatever, written out in musical notation with attention to every detail. And it's not going to amount to anything until someone sits down at the piano or picks up the violin or sits down at the harp, organ, whatever, and plays it, performs the music, puts it into practice. And that's the case with the Constitution. Nobody really could know what the Constitution would look like and what some of these provisions of the Constitution would actually amount to in practice. Once you actually have the thing going and running, how easy would it be to protect the rights the Constitution protects? How easy would it be to form a government that would be conscious of its own limitations? How easy would it be to manage the conflicts within that government? What was it all going to look like when the music starts playing, when somebody sits down and starts to play the notes? The moment when that really begins is April 6, 1789. George Washington, surprise, what a surprise that George Washington would be the first president. Not a surprise at all. George Washington took the oath of office at the Federal Hall in New York City. He gave the first inaugural address, and a mighty and beautiful and meaningful address it was and is. Let me repeat some of it for you. I dwell on this prospect with every satisfaction which an ardent love for my country can inspire, since there's no truth more thoroughly established than that there exists in the economy and course of nature an indissoluble union between virtue and happiness, between duty and advantage, between the genuine maxims of an honest and magnanimous policy and the solid rewards of public prosperity and felicity. Since we ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven, which he capitalizes, so he's making a reference to the Supreme Being here. We ought to be no less persuaded that the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right, which heaven itself has ordained. And since the preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the republican model of government are justly considered, perhaps, as deeply as finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. Wow, that is what an amazing sentence. It's a rather long sentence. Let me review the points he makes, though. That there is, in nature itself, in the economy and course of nature, a link between virtue and happiness. A nation that ignores virtue will sacrifice any prospect, any hope of being a happy nation. Virtue is the basis of happiness. This is an adage that, again, goes back to Aristotle, to one of the most consistent themes of the greatest philosophers, that virtue, right conduct, conduct in accord with natural law, the dictates of God, this is the key to personal and collective happiness. So doing the right thing is the right road, the royal road, to having the greatest felicity. The genuine maxims, he says, of an honest and magnanimous policy and the solid rewards of public prosperity and felicity. So you have a magnanimous policy. Magnanimous means great-souled. And the rewards of public prosperity have a great soul and wealth. These are things that go together. And then he says this at the very end of this long sentence. And this harkens back to Federalist One, harkens back to John Winthrop. The preservation of the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of the Republican model of government are justly considered, perhaps, as deeply as finally staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people. So America is an experiment. It begins, Washington begins the life of the nation under the Constitution, presenting it to us as an experiment. Yeah, experiments can succeed and experiments can fail. And an experiment in this case doesn't mean just trying any old thing. It's to see if the Constitution, a document formulated on the basis of reflection and choice, can be a success. Can that experiment succeed? Or will it fail? And by having failed, will unfortunately seem to show to the world that it can't be done. All this is being staked on the experiment entrusted to the hands of the American people, on the sacred fire of liberty and the destiny of a Republican model of government. There it is, liberty and self-rule. To have liberty and to have the ability to rule ourselves. That idea is the heart of the Constitution, and it is this experiment that we're entrusted with. Washington was not as eloquent as Jefferson or many others in American history, but boy, did he say the thing that needed to be said when it needed to be said. He was a leader who lived his life with an acute awareness of how important every gesture, every move he made would be to the establishment of the precedents of the habits and customs, the vision of this new nation, of what the music would sound like once it was put into motion, once the keyboard was being struck, once the strings were being plucked, once the violin was being bowed, once the conductor had picked up the baton. He understood everything he did would be consequential. It made him a rather uncomfortable man. And aren't we grateful for that? He couldn't just do as he pleased. He had to think, how will this look? What precedent will this set? History is watching this bold new experiment and talking about the indispensable man, George Washington, who was admired all over the world for his willingness to give up the prospect of being a king and also give up the prospect of a happy private life after having led the country through war and through the travails of the formulation of a workable constitution. But he had to see it through, and the nation needed him to see it through. So he was, as his biographer called him, the indispensable man. But still unknown was what kind of a president under this new experimental constitution would George Washington make. He'd been a great success as a military man in a variety of contexts. He was the man that the nation looked to for prudential wisdom repeatedly in following its path forward. He had presided over a constitutional convention that could easily have ended up disrupting into chaos and a total failure. But now he had a new challenge. Now he had to assume a role he'd never assumed before, because nobody in the world had ever assumed it. President of the United States. Everybody that came after him, he knew, would have to look back to his example. So it was a fraught moment. And yet, Washington, as always, proved to be equal to the challenge. We'll see how.
And a terrific job on the production, editing, and storytelling by our own Monty Montgomery. The Story of America series with Hillsdale College Professor Bill McClay here on Our American Stories.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. I want to take a second to talk about something that's personal to me. I've had the privilege of working closely with Robert Kraft for a long time. And one thing I've always respected is how seriously he takes up standing up to hate. As a Jewish athlete, my identity is something I am proud of, but I also know what it feels like to be singled out for it. That's why this new commercial for the Blue Square Alliance Against Hate that aired during the big game really hit home. It's about showing up for someone when they're targeted, even if you don't have the perfect words. And sometimes standing next to someone is enough, and you can show support by sharing the blue square.
Kids, pets, life, your sofa sees it all. But with a washable sofa, stains don't stand a chance. All of our sofa collections come with fully machine washable covers and cushions, making cleanup effortless. Liquid and stain-resistant fabrics provide extra protection against everyday messes. Plus, with modular designs, you can rearrange your sofa however you like, perfect for growing families and changing spaces. Starting at just $699, it's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
It's tax season, and by now we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Secrets, lies, infidelity, deceit. What happens when the person you love the most turns out not to be who you think they are? Your Sunday nights just got a lot more interesting because the number one hit podcast, Betrayal, is now a primetime TV show. I implore you to watch Betrayal, Secrets and Lies, Sundays at 10 p.m., 9 central on ABC and stream on Disney Plus and Hulu. Every Sunday, a new story of staggering betrayal.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.